You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Carlos Rodon, one mistake from a perfect game. The A's and the Bo Sox are on a complete tear, and Fernando Tatis is back in baseball. I'm Shane Mohan.
And I'm Avery Redd. Let's get into the numbers. All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another weekly recap. This is going to be April 12th to April 18th. Great week. Saw another no-hitter. Carlos Rodon hit a batter in the foot in the ninth. Nothing the batter could do to get out of the way. It was just hit him.
Bullshit. He didn't even get out of the way.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, he wasn't trying to ruin it or anything by, like, leaning in or something. He just lost the slider and hit him in the foot. But
he didn't even move, though.
Nonetheless, a great performance. Definitely a guy I would not have. If you would have told me before this year started that the first two no-hitters was Carlos Rodon and Joe Musgrove, I would have told you you're nuts.
Yeah, Carlos Rodon had two surgeries. I was ever talking about that. He came back from two surgeries, was battling in his mind, if he wanted to even pick up a baseball again.
Yeah.
And here he is.
It's a great story. He had Tommy John, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Fun story. I've always liked him. I remember when he got drafted, he was a high draft pick, and real cool to see him. It's always fun to see a no-hitter, unless it's against your team, but
awesome. No, I'm happy for the guy.
Me too. I love seeing no-hitters, and two in April already. It's getting exciting.
Dude, we're still trying to find it. What's the most no-hitters in a season, or what's the average?
I don't know. I'd take a guess that the average is around 2-3. Because you don't see many more than maybe 3 no-hitters a year.
Yeah, I'd say safe to close to 2-1. I think we'd be seeing upwards of 5 this year, dude.
Could. How many did we get last year? I know it was a shortened season, but Giolito and Alec Mills were the only ones, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, I could definitely see. I mean, with already 2 in April, I could see 4 or 5 maybe.
But
there's been a lot of, like, no-hitters, like, just in general this year, like, going to the 6th inning or the 7th inning or
– Aaron Nola's next.
He was in the lights out against St. Louis yesterday.
It was a two-hitter.
How many did he strike out? 10?
10 strikeouts, 2 hits, complete game shutout.
He's a hell of a pitcher. He's a hell of a pitcher.
Phil's really needed that too. I mean, the day before, I think we're getting our doors kicked in.
Yeah. Well, what are they now? 8-7?
8-7.
Yeah, the Nats are checking in at 5-8. Definitely not how I wanted to start it, but
definitely how I expected it.
We've been playing better lately. 4-3 in our last 7. Not bad. Now we take on St. Louis again at home. That starts today. But Strasburg going on the IL is heartbreaking.
What's the time frame for that?
7:05. Joe Ross versus Jack Flaherty.
No, I meant for Strasburg's return.
Oh, I have no idea. It's right shoulder inflammation. He's on the 10-day IL right now, but they haven't heard that they haven't said anything that I've heard. But it sucks.
That's tough, man. He's been battling injuries.
I know. Without a healthy Strasburg, I don't see us contending.
He's one guy, though. You know, the rest of that rotation is kind of a big question mark right now. I think the back end is really weak. But then you got guys like Fetty who show they got the worst stats in prior years. And then you'll go out and throw like 4 – one-hit inning, two-hit innings of baseball.
That's been a big thing for us to start the year. He's been Joe Ross, He's been spectacular in his first two performances. Can't wait to see how he does today. Fetty had a rough first one, but bounced back with two nice starts. We had a spot start filling in for Strash yesterday with Paulo Espino. You probably don't even know him, but he's a bum starter. But he pitched pretty well. And
yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah, hopefully we can turn it around against St. Louis. But anyway, let's hop into the power rankings. I changed mine up a bit this week because now that we're 3 weeks in, I'm starting to move teams up and that are actually playing well. But I still have some of the teams that aren't playing super well near the top because I believe they're going to turn it around and do well. So go ahead and start off with yours.
All right. So it's going to be pretty hard to get the Dodgers out of the number one spot. So they're staying there for me. Still at the Padres at the top, below, right below them. I moved the Bo Sox up. I'm really, really impressed with them. All right. Started off the season getting swept by the O's. And since then, they've been on a winning streak. I mean, I think they might have one loss here and there, but they're getting the job done and maybe showing some 2018.
Yeah, it was 2018 they won.
Okay. So now I got the Astros right below them, followed by the A's, who might be getting moved up next week if they keep this up. I know they're on an eight game streak. Followed by the Reds, the Royals, who I think are actually first in the division. Then the Mets, who have just came out of nowhere and passed the Phils. Mariners and Braves sneaking in there because Acuna is leading this team in just about all hitting stats. And are we really surprised?
Absolutely not. He is killing it, though. He's so good. Sucks. But.
Yeah, that's my top 10.
All right. I like it. Well, I will go on with mine. Got the Dodgers, of course, at number one. Pods at number two. I got the Angels at number three. I like them.
Wow.
I like them a lot. I got the Red Sox at four, the Mets at five, Astros at six, the Braves at seven, the Phillies at nine, or the Phillies at eight, the Royals at nine, and the Athletics at 10.
Okay. Still got the Phillies in there, I see.
I do.
I'm not seeing them as a top team. I'm going to be honest. I thought they were top 10 after the first week, and they're just too inconsistent, man. You don't know what you're going to get with them.
Yeah, it's true, but I think they still are in the spot in top 10 for right now.
I love it. I'm trying to be as realistic as possible. And
that's fair.
I think they're like an 11-12 kind of team right now.
All right. I respect that. Well, moving on with the team of the week, team I had in my top 10, of course, I had the Oakland A's 6-0 this week on an 8-game streak. They swept the D-backs this week and swept the Tigers. So not great competition, but to go 6-0 doesn't matter who you're playing. That's impressive.
I wouldn't sleep on the Tigers, though. I think that's still a solid W.
Yeah, and they have a solid lineup, so I agree. Great week from them, especially after being 1-7.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that was a little concerning out of the gates, but they're kind of reminding me of my team of the week, the Bo Sox.
Nice.
Leading the league in batting average, runs, on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, hits, and doubles.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Just imagine if they had Chris Sale.
It'd be just like 2018, man.
Could be. But I like that pick. I like it.
I'm going to need to see more of it, though.
Yeah, for sure. But with the way the Yankees are struggling, who knows? Well, I actually added a few just standout players of the week for myself. I had a few guys I wanted to talk about. Shane Bieber made two starts, threw 17 innings in total, gave up three runs, struck out 24, and walked three.
That's so, throughout the two games, the 24 Ks?
Yeah, just those two games this week.
Was one of them 15 strikeouts?
I think he – let me check. He was – his first start of the week was against Chicago. He went nine complete game shutout, three hits, no runs, 11 Ks. And then yesterday he went against Cincinnati, threw eight innings, gave up three runs, and struck out 13.
That's crazy. Good for him. He still got it. Wasn't a fluke what he did last year.
Yeah, he's a hell of a pitcher.
Good for him.
And then a standout hitter I had was Justin Turner. He was lights out this week. 23 plate appearances, hit .450, .560 on base percentage, .850 slugging, three homers, a .287 WRC plus, and accumulated a .6 WAR just this week in six games. So he's on fire right now.
A lot of people sleep on him, man. I like him specifically. He is a postseason hitter, and those are rare to come by. And he is a postseason hitter. Gets a lot of hits, and
yeah, I believe he's the Dodgers' all-time postseason hit leader or something.
Is he really? Damn.
Man, that's a hell of an organization to have that title.
You're damn right.
So, yeah, just two guys I thought were worth mentioning. And how about it? Carlos Rodon.
Dude, I remember we were tuning into that, I think, right around the seventh or eighth, I want to say. And I actually started tuning into it in the eighth. I think it ran late into the night, probably around like 10, 11 o'clock. And he's getting in there, and then bottom of the ninth comes around. And no, it was top nine. No, it was bottom nine. Either way, ninth inning rolls around, and he gets the first out. And the next thing you know, Perez comes up. And that slider, man, I really thought that was capable for him to get out of the way. And I mean, you could tell Rodon was pissed.
He could have, but he, I don't know, it was – looked like he tried to make an effort to get out of the way.
Yeah, with his upper half. His upper half looked like he slid back, but the foot didn't even move.
Well, I don't think it was intentional.
No, I don't think it was intentional either. I just think he could have made a little bit of an effort. I mean, I don't know. I think it's just like respect for the game, respect for your opponent. You know, if he's one out, two outs away from getting the perfect game, you get out of the way at all costs.
Yeah, and that freaking – I don't remember who it was, but they dove head first in the first base. Like, why are you trying to break it up that bad in the ninth?
Oh, that was Josh Naylor.
Yeah, like, why are you trying to break it up that bad in the ninth inning? Like, if it's a one-run game, I understand you could still win. It's literally – it was like 8-0. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm not saying try to get out. I'm not saying try to get out, but you don't need to be doing all that extra stuff, diving into first base and stuff.
Yeah, that's honestly worse than the Perez, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he was able to pull out the no-hitter and tip my cap to him. It's incredible.
Hell yeah. It was fun to watch.
Especially for someone like him who's been through injury after injury and found his way back into the starter role and threw a gem. I hope we see more of it.
Me too.
You know what else I noticed about him though?
What was that?
His fastball was getting more miles per hour on it as the game went on. Like, I think he hit 99 in the last inning.
Holy shit. And
in the last at bat, he was hitting 99. And in the eighth, I think he was like floating around 97.
Interesting.
Yeah. He was bringing it as the game went on.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. And we got a treat with the Padres and Dodgers this week. Tatis coming back.
Yeah, that was interesting. He homered in his return, right?
Yeah, I think he only had like one hit the whole series. Yeah, he had one hit the whole series. Besides that homer, he was 1 for 13 with that homer.
I think he's becoming victim of the pressure, man. I think because when you're getting that big contract, you're on the cover of the new video game. You're the face of this franchise. You can't tell me it's not getting to his head, especially with how young he is. And I think he's pressing.
Yeah, I mean, he's really struggling on the year. He's 4 for 31.
He's pressing. That's all it is.
And not to mention 4 for 31 with 13 strikeouts. So he's really just not seeing the ball well, but I'm sure he'll turn it around.
Yeah, I hope he does. He's awesome for the sport. He really is.
True that he is, but great series. Dodgers take it 2-1, but really good series. Padres took the last game. Game one was really fun. I don't know if you watched it, but
I did not catch that game.
It was a heck of a game. You should have saw it. It was 11-6. Dodgers won, but it went to the top of the 12th, and the Dodgers scored 5 runs in the top of the 12th.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah, but Bueller went the first game. He was solid. Game two, Dodgers won 2-0. Pitcher's duel from Kershaw and Darvish. Both were awesome. And then game three, the Padres took it 5-2. Snell was solid. Trevor Bauer was solid. Trevor Bauer's been pretty good, not going to lie.
See, I'm liking that it's battling back and forth, and it's not just a gimme for the Dodgers. I like the Padres are at least.
Yeah, I think they're going to be giving them yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Well, maybe Trevor Bauer. I mean, maybe he wasn't a fluke last year.
Nah, he's solid. He's solid.
And he's done it against some solid lineups so far. He did it at Colorado. He ran into some trouble afterwards, after the 6 no-hit innings, but still was pretty good. Was really solid against Oakland. Shut out the Rockies again, and then pitched awesome against San Diego. So maybe after this year, he might be getting talked about as a top 10 pitcher.
I'd love it. I mean, I not necessarily would love it because he's obviously an NL, but, you know, it's cool when some guys are doubted and, you know, first thing people love to go to is, oh, it was a fluke. He did it one time. But when they come back and get through that and keep dealing and they find their stuff, it's cool. It's cool to see.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm not a huge Bauer fan, but I am starting to like him more now that he's performing. And you got to respect it for anybody that can come into LA and do well. And that's, I respect like a lot of guys like Mookie Betts, for example. LA is not an easy city to come in and be the superstar right away, even though he was Mookie Betts. But I mean, he's still got Kershaw, Bellinger, Bueller, Seager. I mean, there's a bunch of stars over there. And to come in there and just be the outright best player on the team your first season is, you got to respect it.
Yeah, with all that talent over there too.
Yeah, and just to take over that team and be the guy on that team is impressive.
Definitely is. One guy that you were telling me about, and I did obviously I've been watching the games, and it really, really stood out to me was Gene Segura, man. Started off the season with the walk-off, really, really cooled off since then. And this past week, 11 for 20. He's batting .327 right now. And I got to say, I'm impressed. And the Phils need that. The Phils need it. Actually, he's batting .352. My mistake. .352 right now. 11 for 20 over the last week. And he's got only one homer. He's not really going to put a lot of balls over the fence, one stolen base, They like to put him at the bottom of the lineup. I think over time, if he keeps doing this for the next week or two, I think you could see him getting moved up to the two hole and Hoskins getting the bump. Even though he's been swinging a decent bat, I think you could see that.
Yeah, I mean, 550 in the last week, that's a mean feat. It's nothing to overlook. And with you talking about Segura over there, I'm going to talk about an infielder from my team, Josh Harrison.
Ah.
10 for 22 in the last six games, hitting 455. He's been on a tear.
I like that they gave him the starting role.
Yeah, I didn't know how to feel about it. I mean, he did hit well last year. He hit really well in spring training, and he's hitting really well right now. So I'm glad. Looks like it was the right move.
Love Josh Harrison.
Yeah, me too. He's fun.
Fun on the base paths, and good for him. I'm glad he's hitting the ball.
Me too.
Even if it's for your shit team. So happy.
Oh, watch it, buddy. Just wait until May 11th.
Oh, believe me, bro. I got it marked on the calendar and everything. I might even go head down there.
It's in D.C., buddy.
Okay. It's only an extra hour.
Yeah, go ahead and go down there to watch the Phillies lose.
I can assure you that they will make sure that Noel is healthy for that series. They will make sure that he's got at least one start. And I am praying it's against Scherzer.
How about we do a little live stream on the PTN account?
I would be down for that.
Phillies Nats.
I would definitely be down for that.
All right. We're going to have to see how it goes.
I think it'd be interesting, man. Like I said, I hope Nola and Scherzer are facing each other on the hill. I think it'll be pitcher's duel, or it could be fireworks.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a good pitching matchup. Well, I'm going
Mercedes on the next topic. Still batting above 400. Thoughts on him? Will he keep it up?
I highly doubt he'll keep it up, but he is shocking everybody. I mean, he's third in the league in WRC Plus right now behind Mike Trout and Ronald Acuna. So that's some cozy company. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think he'll sustain it, but could be a breakout player and another big bat for that White Sox lineup.
Hey, if he bats 300 this year, I'll still say it's a hell of a rookie year.
Heck, yeah.
And with the way his stats are looking now, I think even if he cools off a little bit, he's still on pace for 320, 330 batting average at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look like he's goes into slumps. He really hasn't. He's been big time for the Sox, especially with losing Eloy. He's really came in and filled that hole nice.
Yeah, I mean, he batting title is a potential for him. You know, he's going to be competing with Trout. That's always going to be tough. Cruz is, I swear, he's getting better with age. It's really remarkable what he's doing. Yeah, I'd like to see him keep up this hot streak. I'd love to see it go all year. Maybe he's the next breakout catcher, next Piazza. Maybe he shouldn't be throwing around names like that yet, but
he is fun possible. To watch. I'll give him that. Well, another guy that's right under him in the WRC Plus rankings, Vlad Jr., and are we finally seeing the Vlad Jr. breakout everybody's been waiting for?
Hey, he's putting up the numbers. I'd say it's safe to say. He might
hit 389 with four homers, 232 WRC Plus, already got a 1.2 war, 667 slugging. So I really hope he's finally breaking out because
there's frosted tips, man.
The frosted tips will do it. And Acuna's hitting 419. I mean, what would if the season ended today, who's your MVPs? Acuna and Trout?
Absolutely Acuna. Yeah, I'd go Trout as well for the AL.
Yeah, Cunha and Trout.
100% of Cunha.
Bet you that was a lot of people's preseason predictions, Cunha and Trout.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet there.
And how about on the pitching side? Who are you looking at Cy Young? Right now, I'd probably have to go DeGrom for the NL or Corbin Burns. You could give him a mention, but DeGrom, Corbin Burns would be up there. Bieber, Tyler Glasnow, he's been lights out.
Yeah, I definitely go DeGrom. Corbin Burns is looking pretty nice too.
Or you can always give it to the guy with the zero ERA, Joe Ross.
Get out of here.
Zero ERA.
I'll tip my cap to him. He's doing good. He's doing good.
If he puts in another quality start today, you gotta start giving him some recognition.
I will. Especially against that Cardinals lineup. It's pretty damn scary.
Well, I'm hoping he can give us a freaking dub because we need it right now.
Speaking of the Cardinals lineup, Yadier Molina, this guy, 38 years old, 340 batting average with four homers. Thoughts?
It's interesting. I mean, he hit two homers against your guys and one against mine. Obviously, I don't think he'll sustain it over a full season, but it's interesting to watch. It's fun to see old guys do well.
It's pretty remarkable, that man.
You know, yeah, 340. That
organization forever.
It's nothing to snuff at. Yeah, I think I just saw a graphic when I was watching the Nats game, and it said he had the most games played for active players that's like on the same team. It was like 2,000 games or something because they were showing it because Ryan Zimmerman was like fourth or fifth on the list. But 2,000 games behind the plate. That's remarkable. Yeah,
it is. I'm curious who trails him and where he is all time in regards to most games caught.
I don't know. All time? Let's see if I can find it. Most games caught by a catcher all time. Ivan Rodriguez.
Oh, that's right. They were saying that he's number one.
2,427. Then Carlton Fisk is two. Bob Boone is three. Gary Carter is four. Jason Kendall five. And Yadier Molina is six.
How far is he behind Kendall?
22 games. He'll pass Kendall and Gary Carter this year.
And that'll put him at what, fourth. Third all time or fourth?
Fourth all time behind Fisk, Bob Boone, and Pudge. And if he catches next year, he might be able to pass Boone and Fisk. But he'll probably won't catch Pudge.
Yeah, that's another three seasons he'd need to play.
Yeah, and he could be looking at his last one this year.
I don't know. I mean, does he want to set sail with a great finishing season? Or does he think, hey, I still got some gas left in the tank. See how long it lasts.
Wow, you want to know who the second most games is for an active player right now? Active catcher, you'll never guess it.
Alex Avila?
No.
Let's see. Contreras? Darno?
Nope.
It's not Posey.
I'll give you a hint. He hit a solo shot off Justin Verlander in game two of the World Series.
Wow. Kurt Suzuki.
I would have never guessed that. 1,434 games played behind the plate.
I didn't know he was that old.
Oh, yeah. He's like 37, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's an old man. And, I also wanted to mention about Stanton
checked in with the hardest hit ball of the year so far, base hit off Jordan Romano, 120 miles per hour.
I was going to ask the exit velocity at 120.
It's the hardest hit ball so far this year.
Leave it to him, man. He's all over StatCast every year.
Oh, yeah. I think he has the hardest hit ball of all time. I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure he does.
I have no problem believing that.
And the Rays swept the Yankees. Yanks have lost five straight now.
Honestly, I love it. I really do. You got all these Yankees fans. Well, I mean, I heard someone told me that there was videos of Yankees fans calling Astros fans assholes in a public bathroom and throwing beer bottles at them.
I know. How does their team did it? They didn't do it. Their favorite team. What do you want them to do?
If the Phils did that, I'd be embarrassed and I'd be pissed off. But they're my team at the end of the day, man.
Yeah, exactly. You're still going to support them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yankees fans are pricks sometimes.
Without a doubt.
Did you see when the Rays completed the sweep of the Yankees, Brett Phillips bowed to all the Yankees fans in center field, and they were like, fuck you fucking bitch. And they're like screaming out. He bowed to them.
Good stuff.
I know, that's funny.
Good stuff.
And freaking Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah, he is on a tear, man.
47.
That might be one of the biggest reasons why the team jumped up to the number one spot. They have him at the leadoff, right?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure that if they don't, they should, because he's got a freaking 543 on base percentage.
It's incredible.
That means he's getting on more than 50% of the time. Yeah, they do have him leadoff, or at least they did yesterday.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
How about Marcus Stroman? I mean, it was against Colorado, but in Colorado too. So 8 innings, 1 run. He's got a .90 ERA so far this year.
He is one of the most athletic pitchers in the league.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a lot of them are as versatile as him.
Oh, crap. I just got a notification from Bleacher Report that says Acuna, Brave Star, underwent an MRI that revealed a mild abdominal strain, and he's now day-to-day.
Whoa.
Sounds like that's nothing serious. But.
Hey, that – no, because they're – what are they, in third place right now?
Fourth.
Fourth place.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, that's how people will get out of these – hot streaks. You might have to sit for 2-3 days and come back, and he might not have that swing anymore.
That's kind of unfortunate for him. I mean, it's good for the rest of the NL East, but I wanted to see how long he could keep up this home runs and batting average, because what he's doing right now might be some record breaking stuff.
Yeah, he's killing it. But I mean, who do they play this upcoming series? Oh, the Phils are playing the Giants. Oh, yeah. The Braves play the Yankees in New York. Interesting.
That will be interesting, yeah.
Well, this is going to be a huge prove-it series for the Nats against the Cardinals in D.C. We got Joe Ross today, Corbin tomorrow, who really needs to get his shit together, and then Scherzer on Wednesday. So we got to take 2 out of 3 from these guys.
Yeah, I think, again, that's going to be a tough one, because the Cardinals offense, we've seen them light it up at the drop of a dime, and then the next day they could be flat, not do anything.
Yeah.
But on the Phil side of things, we're up against Gausman today, Webb tomorrow, and Desclafani, who actually has been doing really good. So
yeah, he's been lights out.
And the Giants are 9-6, so they
they're doing so far better than what I had them in the power rankings.
Yeah, they're getting a little slept on.
Yeah. And the Phils go to Colorado over the weekend.
Yeah, we take on the Mets in Flushing. So hopefully we can do some damage against them. And then we play the Blue Jays in a two-game set, which the Blue Jays are actually playing in their spring training facility in Florida right now. So I was thinking about I was thinking about possibly getting some tickets because it's like not far from me.
That would be really cool, man. I really don't like that stadium, but I understand with COVID laws and all, that's what they got to work with.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they can't like go back and forth from US and Canada because they'd have to do a 2-week quarantine every time, and obviously that wouldn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hell of a week. Not going to lie, the A's are killing it. Rodon gets the no-no. We got to see the first taste of Dodgers and Padres. Bieber's lights out. Saw the hardest hit ball of the year from Stanton. Rays sweep the Yanks in New York. Got
Aaron Nola, two-hit shutout.
Yep, two-hit shutout from Nola. Two small guys from our team, Segura and Harrison, raking over the last six games. I don't think we mentioned this, but Segura is actually has the highest average, and Josh Harrison has the third highest average over the last six games. And
who's at number two? Was it Acuna?
Oh, who was number two? Let me find out, because now that's going to bother me.
I think it was Acuna.
I think you're right, but I'm not sure.
Him or Yermin?
Let me check.
It's got to be Acuna. There's no way it's not.
It is. We got. Oh, my goodness. What the heck's going on here? We got Segura, Nimmo.
Nimmo, that's right. That's right, Nimmo.
Yep, 476, and then Harrison. Then Jazz Chisholm, 450 over the last six games. And Joey Votto up there. He's Joey Votto, 435. He's getting it done.
Love that. Love it from the veterans.
Shohei's raking.
Of course but he is.
Awesome year, or not year, awesome week. The A's were my team of the week. Who'd you have, Shane?
I had the Bo Sox.
Bo Sox. And then for my highlight players of the week, I had Bieber and Justin Turner. And then, yeah, I mean, this was awesome. Awesome week. Can't wait for this week. Nats going up against the Cardinals and Mets. Phils going up against the – who are they going up? Giants and – wait, who is the second team? Giants and who?
Rockies.
Rockies. Well, should be fun. Got a lot of fun stuff this week. Can't wait for the next one. Going to watch the Nats tonight, and we are off to play a little MLB The Show.
Yeah, new game dropped Thursday night. It's looking pretty good so far, I got to be honest. What do you think of the game?
It's awesome. I love it. I like how it's more like grind-oriented. Like, you can get 40 wins for ranked, and there's the Battle Royale program now, and everything's like they're making it more, instead of just having to be insanely good at the game to get good cards, you can substitute that with just playing a shit ton and being mediocre.
Little flex. I was undefeated since Thursday night up until a couple hours ago.
13-0
in ranked seasons, and now I'm 13-1.
It's all right. I'm sitting at 11-7.
But let's go get those records up.
Yeah, we're about to. And let us, like we said, when we get more deep into the MLB The Show season, we'll be starting like a custom league or something, maybe a few of you guys. So reach out to us if you want to be in that. Send us some flicks of your show team on PTN Podcast, on the Instagram or anything, on any of our accounts. And let us see what you're working with. Super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd love to see what you guys are working with. I like that idea, the custom league. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, fun week.
Can't wait to get back at it next week. Hopefully your guys' team's doing well. If not, sorry, I'm in the same boat. But anything else you'd like to add before we check out?
No, that's it. Cunha, we'll see what he can do these day to day. And the hot teams, will they keep it up?
Let's see. All right, guys, I got nothing else. I'll see you next week for the next weekly recap. Go watch some baseball. See you later, guys.
We'll see you in the next one. And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.